the rector of Church of the Valley, but the church plant, but he's also having to have the heavy responsibility of done an interregnum because Open Gate has been in a search process. We're happy to say that Open Gate has now chosen a successor to Sharon Hayton, and Chris Zofel is with us. Chris, welcome. He's not beginning until February, but he was too eager to come, so eager to come that... Chris is an American, and we're delighted because of his expertise in terms of church planting. I want to appoint him as the church planting consultant for the West. So you didn't know that, Chris, but that's... You've time to change your mind about coming, but there we are. Now, that means that Andrew has had little time to give to the church plant. So, Andrew, it's been a tough haul trying to plant a church and lead a church all at the same go. So what have been some of the challenges and struggles of that?
Also doing some, a chaplain in the Naval Reserve Unit out here in Esquimalt, too, so I'm keeping busy with that. But quite a while back, I got a call from Archdeacon Ron Corcoran to mention that there was a group up north, about a half hour north of us, that had been meeting together for prayer. That was while Ron still had his hair there a bit. he mentioned anyways, there was this group that was meeting that didn't feel that they had a church that they could in conscience attend in the Anglican tradition. And I went up and began to meet with some of these people. We began to pray and to vision together. And we've been meeting in Shawnigan Lake, which is just close to Mill Bay. And there's only just about a dozen of us, a small little group, little planning group, about half that size. And we've been meeting regularly to pray and to strategize. And we've been meeting on Sundays at 3 p.m. for breaking bread together and worshiping, celebrating together. And it's been great encouragement. We feel like we're the disciples meeting together, praying, and with this excitement that we're going to take Shawnigan Lake and Mill Bay for God. And we're still encouraged, but I have to admit, too, it's been a challenge. I think we've discovered that it's a lot harder than we thought it was going to be. We had this sense that, boy, we're going to start having services and all the people are going to come flocking in, and we're realizing it's a little bit more of a challenge. And I think, you know, we've been going through some discouragement. Recently, we did have someone who came to the Lord, so that's been a great excitement for us. But there has been some discouragement as we're still small in numbers.
So I think we're hearing how we can pray in terms of Andrew being now released back to the church plant and for opportunities for encouragement and growth. Church number two, Grace Church. Now, Grace had a wonderful way of coming up with their name. They were needing a name at the beginning of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So they requested 16 possible names for the church, which they got. And each development of the Stanley Cup process, they dropped off, they halved the names, and finally they came up with the Stanley Cup winners. So that's how they got their name. Jonathan. Actually, they asked the bishop for the name as well, but that's let's be clear about that. Jonathan, what's been some of the delights and challenges of being part of ANIC?
I would really want to focus on two things. In terms of being part of ANIC, although we're the only church in Calgary, and the diocesan office that I was connected with before was 5 minutes away from where my church is, I feel more connected to ANIC than I had for years within the Anglican Church of Canada. And part of that has been the website, that it's just been a wonderful way to kind of connect. And then at a local level, the thing that has been a wonderful encouragement is to recognize how many wise and godly people we have in our church who are very mature Christians, and how through so much of our process of discerning our way forward, I have discovered that even more. So we're so looking forward to what the future holds, but Ruthie's going to say something about that.
Julianne is going to share an impact upon her family.
Good I have three children. Two are fairly young. There's 8-year-old, sorry, 8 and 10. So I keep forgetting. I'm getting too old for this. I know I'm listening. That's not the first time I've done this few days. And they were very fortunate that their whole Sunday school, except for one child, all came over. And so they didn't really feel a lot of sacrifice. They did have a lot of fear. They have great imaginations of all sorts of things that could have happened. But it was really a blessing for them to see that, that yes, moving away from the church, there was a sacrifice and it was scary, but that standing up for your faith did produce a blessing. And that it gave us sort of a sense of family honor too, that that we did do that, and that it's passed down to them to continue that, to keep standing up. And another blessing that occurred for me was my oldest daughter, because our services moved from 10:30 to 1 o'clock, one of our services. She started attending and brought her new family with her. So that was really a wonderful answer to prayer for me.
Thanks. Neat. And Stu, number three from Grace.
Thank you. My wife and I were part of St. Augustine's Church, which is part of the Anglican Church of Canada, for 13, 14 years, along with Jonathan. And we went through the discernment process for almost 2 years now, and it was a kind of a struggle a little bit. There was a little bit of a trepidation associated with this, because people don't like change, and it looked like there was going to be change and maybe some division and some friends left behind, perhaps, but we went through that in a lovely, spirit-filled, purposeful discernment process that led us into the time of actually moving over. And we felt like we touched all the bases along the way so that there was no doubt left, and we actually moved over faithfully and feeling very good about that. So I just jotted a couple of words down, like, as I said, the trepidation is followed by joy, a little bit of loss with some friends that we're not seeing as often as we did, a lot of excitement because of a change and moving forward, and a kind of chance to just shed all of the stuff that's been going on in terms of worrying about the overarching church and know that there's a freedom to go forward and follow Jesus the way we really want to follow Jesus. So a little bit of sacrifice, but so well blessed for that. And now we're a biblically faithful way forward, and I'm just really excited about that. Thank you.
And Ruthie, in 30 seconds, what do you look forward to in the future?
I don't know if I can say it in 30 seconds, but one of the things that I'm so glad we've left behind is all the baggage and the weight of Egypt. And I think being able to do what we were trying to do before and carry out the mission and the commission of Jesus to introduce people to his love, to grow disciples for him, to bring them together so we can worship God in the power of the Holy Spirit, but to do all of that with the blessing of the leadership and without all the baggage of the stuff that was tiring us before and was so heavy, and the freedom that we've been experiencing in our worship and stuff. So I'm really hoping and praying that we will experience a refreshment and a renewal of the empowering of the Holy Spirit in our lives together, so that we'll grow in every way, so that we can move forward empowered by his Spirit to do the stuff we wanted to do before, but without all the dross.
Ooh. That was the best 30 seconds I've heard from a preacher in a very long time. Well done. Right, Bruce and Linda Colonna. Bruce has been in ordained ministry for a fairly lengthy time, about 30 years, eh, Bruce? And he was a chaplain at the Children's Hospital when I knew him first. And then when I met him the last time, about 18 months ago, he was a coroner. And I think he decided that that wasn't a particularly life-giving job. So so perhaps you could tell us what this fork in the road was for you.
Well, indeed, it was a fork in the road. It took many years to get to this place, and I'm just so thankful. About 6 months ago, I was able to realign with the Anglican Network in Canada, and just thank God, thank the Lord, that there have been leaders ahead of us, before us, that have seen the vision and kept biblically faithful, and we're just so delighted. I'm just so delighted to be a part of that now. Yeah, I've been ordained for a few years, and it's like here's a new opportunity the Lord has given me. I'm still working almost full time as a chaplain, but felt it was on my heart. And as I discerned with a dear friend John Briscoe and with Trevor about planting a church in Kelowna, and we've been doing that meeting in our home for the last 4 months, and it's just a very exciting time to feel the Lord moving. And our prayer is that we would walk with the Lord and help Him build His church, and not jump ahead of Him and go in our own strength, or go behind Him and be delayed or be reticent, but that we would walk with Him. And I'm just so thankful for Linda, our partnership together, and a group of about 10 people that meet faithfully on a Wednesday night. And we're trying to get all those pieces in place as we go on the radar in Kelowna, and then eventually looking forward to a launch. So thank you.
One of the particular things that Bruce shared with me was that one of the great joys about doing this ministry is the partnership that Linda and Bruce are experiencing. Linda's a worship leader, and that there's such a grace on their marriage through this journey of ministry, shared ministry together. So we give thanks for Kelowna's church plant. Thank you. Now we're going to... You've heard that there is a merger being considered and worked through, and even to the possibility that that REC, the Reformed Episcopal Church, might join together with us in ministry in the years to come. And so in one sense, it depends upon how these guys do as to whether or not REC decides it's a good idea or not. Rod... Ellis from Cool, how the heck did this start?
It was to save both our hair, but it's a very practical reason to start with. Christ the King needed a building. We have one. And it was an opportunity for us to share our resources with them and for Ron and I to serve one another. Many churches, when they lose buildings, go to the Lutheran church or some other church to find refuge there. We're able to do that, but we also found that we have so much in common, our values, our vision, our styles, that we began to explore, well, why not worship together? Why not minister together? We already have multi-ministry. We already have multi-services. It would be a way of exploring, integrating the two churches together. So that's basically how it started, and we're in a process, and we see a possibility of a strong flagship developing that would be a witness to our city and to the island.
Thank you. I said to Ron, what would you like to have me ask you, Ron? He said, oh no, I'll just ad lib it. That made my hair rise, trying to keep us to time. We are 5 minutes over, Ron. So what do you want to say on the basis of being 5 minutes over, knowing how important it is to you?
Well, Bishop Don and I control the time. The only thing that I ask for in this discernment process is we're trying to discover what's the heart of the Father in this moment in history for the REC and for Anik, what's the heart of the Father for the Church of our Lord and the heart of the Father for Christ the King? And as brothers, Rod and I love each other. We want to serve each other. We think this is what God's calling us to do. But there's a lot of things that we need to work through in order to get there. So I'd ask you to pray for us. I'd ask you to remember Charles Dorrington, the bishop, because this changes his whole ministry also. So please bear that in mind.
Well, as we come now to pray for these churches, just a reminder that this newsletter featured the Kelowna Church Plant, and the contact information is there. So lest you suddenly realize you have a relative in Kelowna or Calgary or in Mill Bay, and you want to make contact with them, then you can do that through the website. Let's pray. Father, thank